The government of Jamaica has announced new curfew hours and new rules for bars and churches as the country seeks to adjust to life amid the coronavirus. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says that of May 13th, the current nightly curfew will be relaxed, allowing for more hours for people to move about. However, on Sunday, May 24th, and on Labor Day, Monday, May 25th, it will be tightened. That country now has 505 confirmed COVID-19 cases, a situation that has prompted its Minister of Education, Carl Somuda, to say that they cannot commit to the CXC's plan to sit exams in July.
The Caribbean Examination Council, CXC, announced on the weekend that it would hold exams in July and allow e-testing in countries where it can be facilitated, while overseeing paper-based testing for countries not equipped to do so. But Mr. Somuda says the Jamaican representative at a recent CXC meeting notified the regional body that the country cannot endorse that decision.
As you know, meeting was held on Friday and our permanent secretary represented us and indicated to the ministers of CARICOM that whilst they have decided to go with the exam in July, Jamaica could not endorse that date because, as you can see, what has been happening here, as the largest Caribbean island that has been affected to the extent that we have, our situation is somewhat different to some of the smaller islands, smaller states. So the challenges are much greater, and we don't feel that we could make a commitment to hold those exams in July under the circumstances.
He says cabinet will discuss the issue before a decision is made.
We are examining very carefully all our options and what possibilities exist for us to give our students the best opportunity to engage the process, having come out of a very challenging few months. And they're still engaged in a very challenging situation. But we are very satisfied that we will come up with the right answer. And in consultation with the Prime Minister and the Cabinet, we will discuss the matter more fulsomely and arrive at a position. But at the moment, we have to reserve on the decision taken by our colleagues in the Caribbean.
And some members of the education system are disagreeing with JTA President Owen Speed as to when is best for students to sit the CXC exams. While Mr. Speed believes July isn't a good time to hold the exams, Principal of Belmont Academy, Rayon Simpson, thinks otherwise.
I think the responsible thing to do is to keep a watch of what the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health is saying with respect to July. However, if the choice is between July and September, then it is a given that July would be a better date because September will be fraught with all kinds of teething pain with that 20 days that the Honourable Minister of Education has already announced to be diagnostic. Also with orientation and all the teething pain that will come with a very new school year, especially given the background of unprecedented times.
The Caribbean Examination Council says it agreed to have the examinations administered via an e-testing modality in countries equipped to facilitate that method in July. However, JTA President Owen Speed says in light of social distancing guidelines, July is too soon. He's suggesting September would be preferable. However, Principal of the Mona High School, Kevin Jones, says using a July date would allow schools to have far more space to practice social distancing during examinations.
You wouldn't want to know you utilize the majority of the first term of a new year to be sending students home for exam purposes. So in July, once we can utilize a larger space, we can practice social distancing. And once we employ the correct methods and we listen to what the professionals are saying, because sometimes when we talk, I think we only use our own imagination, but we are not necessarily listening to the people who are trained and who are experts. If we listen to them and we employ those techniques, I'm sure that we would be able to get some things done.
Kevin Jones, principal of the Mona High School, but president of the Jamaica Association of Secondary School Principals and vice principals Linvern Wright says Jamaica isn't ready to utilize e-testing.
That report from Nationwide Radio in Jamaica, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.